It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Before we start this morning, I want us to take a second of our time to ascribe all gratitude to the King of Glory, the one who has made it possible for us to be gathered here once again this morning. I want us to take that time, that second, regardless of what you're doing right now, I want you to start telling God how grateful you are this morning. Let us tell him how much we appreciate him and this gift that he has bestowed unto us. Lord, on behalf of myself and every listener of this show, I want to say a big thank you to you. Thank you for this special gift that you have given unto us. Lord, we do not take it for granted. We do not take it for a ride. Therefore, we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to your holy name. If this is your first time of joining us and you are wondering what we are doing here, this is the Open Heaven Hour. This is a time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God as a family. This is our devotion this morning. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell the whole community that it is time for our devotion. So begin to share it, share the word, share the link, and let somebody be blessed this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Once again, I want to welcome you to this special, special show, the Open Heaven Hour, where we get to learn and share the Word of God. So if you're excited this morning, let's all rush to our Bibles. Today is the 20th day in the month of July. It's a beautiful Saturday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Honor Elders. Honor elders. Our hymn for today is hymn 30, When We Walk With The Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 23 to chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 25, to chapter 28. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Our Bible, our memory verse once again is taken from Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 32, Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 1 to 3. 1 Timothy chapter 5. From verse 1 to 3, are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1, Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity. Honor widows who are really widows. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, nowadays, many young people think that they are superior to elders because they believe they are more sophisticated. An elder is an elder regardless of their educational, financial, and or social status. People must honor elders if they don't want curses on their heads. We can see that in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 16. Today's memory verse says that when you see an elder coming, you must rise up in honor of the elder. Don't let an elder pass by you without greeting them. If an elder is carrying something, you must run to them and help with whatever they are carrying. When an elder is talking to you, don't talk back immediately. Let the elder finish speaking before you speak. Take a cue from Elihu in Job chapter 32, verse 4. Job chapter 32, verse 4. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than him. Further in Job chapter 32, verse 6, Elihu did not share his opinion. He spoke in honor to the elders, telling them that he was afraid to speak because he was before them. In verse 8, you will see that Elihu was the one who spoke the words that we often quote. There is spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Clearly, he was wise and had understanding from God. You cannot claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit and dishonor your elders. That would be a lie. Now you may say, what if an elder has done something terrible that is not expected from elders? The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 1 to 3 that you must never rebuke an elder. It may surprise you to know that when Elihu did the things I referred to in the previous paragraph, he was very angry with the elders. He was angry with Job because Job was self-righteous, justifying himself rather than God. Yet, he waited for him to finish speaking before sharing his opinion with honor. Don't say you have holy anger and speak to an elder disrespectfully. Don't claim to be fighting for God and dishonor an elder. No matter how wrong an elder is, you must share your opinion respectfully and never dishonor them. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, a true child of God always honors elders regardless of his or her status. A true child of God always honors elders regardless of his or her status. May God bless our hearing this morning. If indeed today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would like to also bless somebody, you would also like it to minister to somebody this morning, you can share. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can click on the podcast and see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any that you would like to re-listen to and click on the share button. You can share with somebody today and you might just be saving a soul. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. Still on the website www.praisepalaceradio.com. or on our mobile application, Praise Palace Radio. on Play Store and Apple Store. You can listen to our Open Heaven Hour and other amazing segments of our show. And it promises to be an exciting moment with us in the studio. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another session of the Word of God, do remain blessed. God bless you.